I'm Todd Hubbs. I'm an agricultural economist at the University of Illinois.
I have read that you think that there may be a strengthening trend in corn consumption and smaller corn acreage, developing production issues in South America. So, what does this all mean, Todd?
I think we could, if we see this strengthening consumption levels in corn along with the production issues and lower acreage, both of those, give a signal that maybe we could see some strengthening in corn prices through the spring and moving into the 18-19 marketing year. Now, when I say strengthening, I'm not saying some huge $1 rally or anything, but we still have 2.3 billion of ending stocks to work through. But I think, we're setting up a scenario where we're seeing strength in corn prices, in my opinion. We've seen really good ethanol grind. That seems to be strengthening along with ethanol exports and gas consumption. We've got a huge livestock herd out there. Hopefully, the feed use numbers come in on March 29th at a strong level. And I think we're going to see exports pick up, particularly with some of the weather issues we've seen in Brazil and Argentina. I expect, we may see in the WASDE report this Thursday, March 9th, that they may reduce the production levels. They may wait a little while, but based on the information I've been seeing, they're definitely losing corn production in South America, and that'll only help our exports as we move through 2018.
Put a number on that, what you think maybe the losses might be in South America for corn.
I think it could be up close to 400 million bushels, depending on how it all shakes out. Right now, we've got the USDA is projecting Brazil at 3.7 billion bushels, Argentina at 1.53. Argentina's been in a drought. We could see them lose 2 to 3 million metric tons. And Brazil, they've shifted a lot of their corn crop to the second corn crop. I'd say it's approximately 70% of their corn production now. They've had a wet period here, slowed down soybean harvest, delaying their planting of the second crop corn in a lot of areas, which pushes them closer to the dry season and maybe see some acreage abandonment. So I think we could see Brazil's number come down significantly as well. I mean, it's sort of a wait and see thing, Tom, but it's coming down. The question is how much, and I think that will benefit U.S. corn exports. Also, we've had a really competitive corn price at the export market, so.
Let's talk about planted acreage. I was just out at Commodity Classic, and everybody I talked to said, well, there's just seems to be so much corn. So what's your assessment of planted acreage and the projection there?
I've gathered at around 89.5 million acres. I've seen trade estimates, anywhere from 88 to 92 million acres, depending on who you're listening to. I can't imagine we plant more corn acreage than we did last year based on the profitability of soybeans relative to corn and also the profitability of crops like cotton and rice and some of the smaller grains. I think we're going to lose corn acreage in through the heart of the Corn Belt in particular. I wouldn't be surprised if it was even at 89, but right now I'm thinking about we're going to lose about 700,000 acres. Our first indication of that will be the March 29th prospective planting report. That's going to be a big day for your listeners to pay attention to because there's a lot of information coming out on March 29th that are going to have implications for both the soybean and corn markets moving forward.
We'll pay special attention to that. Where do you think those acres are going? What's going to happen to those?
I think we're going to see more soybean acreage. I know the USDA Ag Outlook in February said 90 million soybean acres and 90 million corn acres, but I think they did a lot of those calculations to be fair to them before we saw this huge rally in soybeans. I think we're going to see about 91.3 million acres of soybeans. I've heard some estimates upwards of 93 million acres. If that is the case, look out for soybean prices because that's going to be a lot of soybeans potentially in the market. I think we're going to see cotton acreage increase. I think we're going to see some rice acreage increase. And I think we'll see a slight increase in spring wheat and other small grain acreage. So I think a lot of that's going to be substituting for corn. But I think the bulk of it's going to be, switching in rotations through the Corn Belt, soybeans instead of corn.
All right, the big question is, what do you think the average market price is going to be?
Well, I think when I'm thinking the 2018-19 marketing year, I see it somewhere in the 350 to 360 range if, and these are big ifs, Tom, all these demand drivers continue and we do see growth in exports. Here in Illinois, we would expect a higher price than that, but depending on where you're at in the Corn Belt, that price will vary, of course, but that's a cash price. So I think after the March prospective plantings report, we could see some strengthening in corn prices there. We typically see a June rally in corn prices revolving around North American weather. So I think we could see some nice little rallies in corn through the early and late spring if you want to think about selling some old crop or pricing some new crop corn. March 29th could be a big market mover day, particularly when we get the first indication of how many acres we're going to be planting in the United States for most of our spring crops.